Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Americans make financial plans considering their own circumstances and their overall expectations about the U.S. economy. Perceptions of the economy affect people's decisions. I have long suspected that government and other statistical data reports about the U.S. economy have been misleading. Invariably, it seems to me that the distortion in such reports is tilted toward whatever would benefit the U.S. government, even if it means duping the public. My concern has been supported by former Federal Reserve Bank Governor Kevin Warsh in a July 14 interview on CNBC's Squawk Box program. Warsh stated that he found the Fed's decision-making process since late last year to be, quote, a bit puzzling, unquote. He also stated, quote, it is not obvious what their strategy is. I know they say they're data-dependent. I don't know exactly what that means. They look to me asset price-dependent more than they look data-dependent, unquote. Warsh thinks the federal government ignores data, such as happened again 2 days ago, and is instead acting to prop up U.S. stock prices. U.S. stock indices are thought by many people to represent the overall economy, unfortunately leading them to make their financial plans using these narrow indicators. Later in the interview, Warsh said, quote, the bad news is the real side of the economy in the U.S. deteriorated since September. Quarterly earnings will now be down 6 quarters in a row. That's the first time that's happened outside a recession, unquote. In this interview, Warsh advocated measures for the Federal Reserve Bank and its Federal Open Market Committee to take, but did not seem optimistic they will be implemented. Normally, people who have held positions of political power, such as being a Federal Reserve Bank governor, would never admit publicly that politicians are misleading the public. When such admissions are made, that is usually a sign that conditions are far worse than even what is revealed. In essence, Warsh's recent comments are a huge negative indicator for the U.S. economy, the U.S. dollar, and the U.S. government. To know more about what is really happening in our economy behind and underneath the headlines, be sure to tune in next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.